Okay, we're taking a look at the Rambam again in Shabbos Chaf Beis Halacha Dalet. Okay. So the Rambam says, "Mevi Adam Kiton Shomayim, Umeinicho Kineged Hamedura, Lo Bishul Sheyechamo Ela Kidei Shetafug Tzinasan." Okay, so you could do it. You could place it in a makom that the temperature could reach Yad Soledes. It has the potential to do that. But as long as you do it, lo b'shvil sheyechamo. So that's permitted. And then the Rambam tells you the same thing, like our Gemara, v'chein miniach pach shel shemen kinegen ha-medura, so now he tells you the same, basically the same halacha regarding Shem and Zayas. Okay. Now take a look at halacha hey. So now he says, Ambati shel merchatz. Shehi maleya mayim chamim, ein nostin la mayim tzonein, sharei machamim min harbe. Now, the Magimish and others seem to learn that an ambati, in the way the Rambam has it, that the ambati means a klisheni. And a good raya is the next statement. V'chein lo yitein l'socha pach shel shemen mipnei shehu kimevashlo. So if this was a kli rishon, you wouldn't say that. You wouldn't say it's kimevashlo. You would say it's mevashlo. Because Kli Rishon for sure is Mevashel. As the Rambam makes the point a little bit later in Halacha Vav. So it would appear, let's learn for the moment right now that we're talking about a Kli Sheni. But then what strikes you, and this is the problem, is whichever way you go, you get hit with something in the Rambam. So now what strikes you is, Ein osin la mayim tzonein, sharei machamim in harbe. Now that expression, sharei machamim in harbe, you have in the Rambam again later. Let's take a look at Vav. Mecham shapina mimeno mayim, mutalitein lesocha mayim tzonon, kidei lafshiron, umutalitzok mayim chamin lesoch mayim tzonon, o lesonon lesocha chamin, v'hu shelo yuk kli rishon. Mipnei shehu mechamim in harbe. So here the Rambam tells you that you could put tzonon into chamin or chamin into tzonon, provided that the chamin is not a kli rishon. It's mechamim in harbe. Okay? And yet he has the same exact expression before, when it came to what we're saying is a klisheni. And if you want, again, if you want to claim it's a kli risho, then you're going to get stuck with the shemen case. Okay. And then finally, the Rambam tells you in Vav that you can't put tavlin in a kedera rosachas, but you could put melach, but then he says if you put the very hot tavshil into a plate, so you take it out of the kli rishon and put it into a kli sheni, now the Rambam tells you that there's no problem to put tavlin. Why? She kli sheni ain't a mevashel. So in case you're wondering what the Rambam holds about Kli Sheni, he clearly holds Kli Sheni's Eina Mevashel. But if you learn that the first case was an Ambati, so then what's the Yisr of being Nosei Mayim Tzonon? And there he says, Kasharei Mecham and Harbe. So whichever way you go with the Rambam, there's some fact that becomes disturbing. Something doesn't seem to work completely, you know, in a completely smooth manner in these Rambams. I mean, if you're going to quote me Rav Yitzchak Paradimi from the Gemara that Ambati is a clean Rishon, from the way, and you're right, from that story it sounds that way. Okay, so then what do you call it? So then why does the Rambam say, Lo yitain l'soch pach shel shem neshu kim avashlo? What do you mean kim avashlo? You should have told him it's mevashel, period. Right. I mean, you could definitely, I mean, the Magen Mishnah, those who learn that the Rambam holds here, it's Kli Sheni, are going to tell you that probably in general, when you just say Ambati, you really mean a Kli Sheni. It's like filling up something with hot water. But it happened to be, in the Gemara's case, it was a certain kind of a natural brecha over there of some kind that collected water that was still considered a Kli Rishon. Like Mayim Rostam Kli Rishon. But I'll say this. I'll be happy any way you want to learn the facts in the Rambam. Just let's make them all work. If we could work out both ways, okay. But I'm taking the approach. I'm following the opinion that Ambati in the Rambam is a cliche. So I want to go back again, just to say over one more time, the idea in Perek Tes, which is that in Perek Tes Halacha Aleph, the Rambam defines Bishul, the Malacha. And he says, Echad ha'ofes ha'pas o ha'mevashales ha'machal o es ha'samonin o ha'mechamem es ha'mayim. Hakol me'ein echadu. Okay. So we mentioned that the Rav pointed out that you see that when it comes to mayim, it's a different concept. You can't really talk about bishul in the classic sense of a tikkun al yedei ha'esh. In water, you're giving it a certain condition, a certain character. But when it comes to meleches bishul, chimo mayim is considered bishula. That's what the Rambam's telling you there. And that's why it's not a kasha on the Rambam from the fact that he says later, Dover Sheino Tzarech Bishul Klal Potter. See, that's talking about foods. And we'll learn for the moment in the Rabbi Kiva Eger, I mentioned to you, Rabbi Kiva Eger holds that the Rambam would hold it if a guy did a baked apple, he wouldn't be Chayev Dorais on Shabbos. Because it's a Dover Sheino Tzarech Bishul. All right, that's a machlokus achronim, it appears. I mean, it's a machlokus achronim what the Rambam holds. So, but it's no kasha. Because that's true when it comes to things that require the process of Bishul. Because the Bishul would not make it a tikkun insofar as achila, if they're roi la achla chai, right? But mayim is a chamin is a completely different area. And it's in the world of Bishul Shabbos that you say that Chimum Hamayim is considered a, putting it in that condition, that's considered Bishulah. That's its tikkun, as it were, insofar as Melechas Bishul. So now what I'm thinking is like this. That over here, the Rambam says, you can't put a mayim tzonon into an ambati. Sharei mechama min harbe. And he used the exact same lashon, mechama min harbe, by a kli rishon. And yet he says, kli she'ein mevashel. So I think there's one conclusion that I guess you need to make. Although it's a new idea. It's novel in the Rambam's thinking. Which is like this. Now when it comes to Chamin, since it's a question of a condition of Chima Mayim, we don't care if it's a Kli Rishon or a Kli Sheni. Kli Rishon, Kli Sheni are concepts in the primary idea of Bishul, in a process called Bishul. But where you're talking about putting the object into a condition of hot water, then there's no idea of Kli Rishon versus Kli Sheni. It makes no difference. It's not a process. Simply, you get water to the level of Yad Soledes, Chimam Harbe, that's it. Now you've done Melechas Bishul insofar as Mayim is concerned. So that's why you can't put Mayim Tzonon into an Ambati, because an Ambati is a very large vessel, a large container. So therefore, putting any cold water into it, you run the risk, or almost certainly will happen, that it'll be Mecham Min Harbe. And you'll violate a Daraisa. Chimam Harbe will be a Daraisa. You only say Kli Sheni Ein Amavashel when you're talking about Bishul proper, but not when it comes to the idea of Chimam. And that's the difference also, which I don't remember, maybe David pointed out last week, that in Halacha Vav, where there you're talking about a small container, you have a mecham. So you could put sonon to let them just warm them up. Or you could also pour chamin into sonon and sonon into chamin, provided it's not a kli rishon. Because in that kind of case, the Rambam's talking about, he means that if it's not a kli rishon, then there's no gzera against putting the water in there, because it's not going to be, it won't be mecham min harbe. Whereas a kli rishon, the very nature of the thing is it's still giving off heat. Whereas in the other one, it'll be cooling it down. So that's why in a smaller vessel, you have a distinction of kli rishon, kli sheni, but not because it's a halachic distinction in a sense. It's not because you're seeing kli rishon as mevashel and kli sheni as eino mevashel. No, you're talking about the very nature of the metzias itself. That kli rishon in a smaller vessel is still going to be giving off heat, and it can heat up the thing to yad soledes. Whereas in kli sheni, it won't happen. If you take hot water and you start adding cold water to it, it's not going to make it yad soledes. The water that's going in. But when it comes, of course, to Ochlin, so then you have the divide between Kli Rishon and Kli Sheni, which we'll go into further when we do the Gemara, and especially the Tosis. Okay. Now what does that leave us? That leaves us with the case of Shemen. What I'm thinking is like this. See, Perachof Beis, actually really starting from Perachof Aleph. So Perachof Aleph is where the Rambam introduces the concept of a Shvus. Okay, if you take a look at Perachof Aleph, Halacha Aleph, right? Famous Nevar B'Torah Tishbos, Afil Midvarim She'ina Malacha, Chayav Lishbos Man, Udvarim Harbehen, Shascha Mishim Shvus. Right, mehen dvarim asurim meishem domim lachos, mehen dvarim asurim asurim gzeira shem yava mehen isur miskila. Okay, and now the Rambam proceeds to tell you the world of shvusin. But the Rambam, in these prakim, the Rambam also has the daraisas, because the shvusim are emerging from the daraisa. Right, either because they're doma l'malacha or they're shema yava l'malacha. So here in these halachos, you could have deraisas and derabanans together, because that's what the Rambam's trying to show you, is the system of shvus. But at the same time, it turns out that he ends up clarifying or expanding on what he originally told you about the malachos. You know, back in Prakim, whatever, Ches, Tes, Yud, etc. Okay? So what I'm thinking is like this. What the Rambam said here is like this. Ambati shel merchatz, shi malaya mayim chamim, ein nos lamayim tzonan, shrei mechamim harbe. It's there the Rambam's telling you the Daraisa. That's the Daraisa case. As we just explained. But now he says, V'chein, lo yitain l'socha pach shol shemen, mipnei shehu kimivashlo. See, what does he mean that it's kimivashlo? So, he what he's telling you here is that the putting the shemen in the ambati is a derabanan. Why is it a derabanan? Oh, because the ambati is a kli sheni. And kli sheni eino mevashel. And shemen is not mayim. So the concept midoraisa of chimum is not the definition insofar as Shemin's concerned. Shemin's an idea of Bishel. Shemin requires Bishel. Only by Mayim do you have an idea of Chimum. But not by Shemin. But, you see, the Chachamim held that Shemen has certain characteristics that make it similar to water. Both in terms of function, and also meaning function insofar as how they're used, and also in terms of as far as the process of Bishel. In other words, you don't look at Shemen, its effects in the Bishel process, the way you look at a piece of chicken or some other food. It has really the characteristics of Mayim. So therefore, the Chachamim said that you cannot put shemen in the ambati because harehu kimevashlo. In other words, they assert shemen because of mayim. Really, it wouldn't be bishul, but it's kimevashlo because it will bring it up to its character of yad soledes. It will put it in a yad soledes form. The only thing is kli sheni zayin mevashel. So therefore, it's asa midrabanan. Let me see if I can. Let me just give me a second. Let me see if I can formulate it a little bit better. See, I mean, what you guys, David just mentioned. I that's what I'm saying. In other words, shemen. There's only one substance according to the Rambam that has this concept that daraisa is chimum. And that's mayim. It's unique to mayim. That putting into that kind of condition, that's it. That's its definition so far as malacha special. Okay, it's a unique substance. But everything else is an idea. There's bishul. And if it's bishul, then we say kli sheni is eina mevashel. Kli sheni is not the situation that produces, you know, that process called bishul. Now, but when it comes to shemen, you're in a. The Rambam is learning the our Gemara, is that the Gemara is trying to show you that shemen is something unique. Unique in the sense that it really it's not mayim, so therefore it comes under the world of bishul, and kli sheni is not mevashlo. But on the other hand, its bishulo does share certain character with mayim. It's bishul. And therefore, the Chachamim said that since it has certain characteristics, like Mayim, it's Domel LaMayim, so therefore they said you cannot put it into a Kli Sheni that will really heat it up. Because it's Harehu Kim Evashlo. It has the appearance of Bishul. But of course, it's not really bishul because it's kli sheni. But because it has the appearance of bishul, because it has that same kind of characteristic of the way it works when you cook it, and it's heat, etc. So therefore, they made it usher, and it's harehu kimevashlo. It has the same appearance as bishul. And that's exactly why the Rambam said before in Dalet, right? Maybe Adam kita shemayim meniach kineg bedura lo b'shul sheyechemo el kadesh shetafuk tzinasan. V'chei meniach pach shal shemay kineg bedura kadesh sheyivshal lo sheyecham. You see, there are similarities, even though they're qualitatively different, where one is considered a concept of chimum, and the other one is bishul, but nevertheless they are similar in process. If not in shame, but in process, they're similar. One is a shame chimum, the other is a shame bishul, ultimately. But they both have a similar process in that they're both chimum. The process is like chimum. It's that similarity that caused the Chachamim to say that you can't put shemen in a kli sheni. But you see, you don't say that about other things. Things that are completely in not only in shame, but in their whole process, in their whole tzura, are different. like typical tafshilin, there you don't worry about klisheni in the Rambam's world. Right? That's what you say?
Yeah. So I think, in other words, I think the main idea for me is that according to the Rambam, since Mayim is an idea of Chimum, you don't have this distinction of Kli Rishon and Kli Sheni. Kli Rishon and Kli Sheni are only a distinction when it comes to Bishul proper. I don't mind if it rains. I just hate when the wind blows it. Oh, wait a second. Yeah. And then the second idea is, even if I admit it's not, you know, maybe it's not completely clear, but still, it's the fact that Shemen really is in the world of Bishul, but has the Tzura, has certain characteristics that make it similar to the world of Mayim and Chamin. And that's why there's that gzera of putting it in the Abati. And that's the specific reason why Shemen is picked. See, I was wondering if we could go, that's what I want to do next. I want to see if we could see maybe the Rambam's approach, how he understood our Gemara, the three-way machlokas, maybe we should reevaluate, you know, take a look at that again. Is it possible that the Rambam learns it this way? That if you say Shemen Yesh Bo Mishum Bishul, so what you're saying is that Shemen is part of the class of Tafshilin. Shemen Yesh Bo Mishum Bishul. It's simply telling you, that Mandam is telling you that Shemen, although it is a liquid, it has a din of a Tafshil. If you say Shemen Ein Bo Mishum Bishul, so then you're saying that Shemen is not a Tafshil, and nor is it it's not in the class of Tafshilin, nor is it Mayim. So it's not subject to the concept of Bishul in the Torah. Not by Malachas Bishul. Right? That's what he's saying. And Shemen Yesh Moshem Bishul Vefshero Zeh Bishulo is saying Shemen is subject to Bishul, but its Tikkun is judged based on a different criteria. And the Rambam is poskening, like the Gemara says, Echad Mayim v'Echad Shemen, right? Yad Soledus Bo'asa. That Shemen, Yesh Bo Mishum Bishul. And that's very good, because where's that Memra? Yeah, that Memra is, you see, they're both Asa with Yad Soledus. But one's considered Bishul and one's considered Chimum. Maybe that's how the Rambam understood it. Yeah, when it said like this, I'm Rabbi Yehuda Mar Shmuel, Echad Shemen Vecha Mayim Yad Soledus Bo Asar, Ein Yad Soledus Bo Mutter. So that's exactly what clued the Rambam into the idea that although Shemen is not Chamin, but has very similar characteristics. And that's exactly why it has to be Usser, the same has to be Usser in the Abati, even in the Klisheni. Maybe that's how the Rambam learns. There's the Rambam always understood that mayim is a completely separate category. But nevertheless, shemen has certain characteristics of mayim. So that's why the Chachamim made certain gzeros. And that's why the Ram says, if you put it in the Abati, it's Arehu Kim Evashlo. That's a Durabanan. Because it's a klisheni. But it's similar, so therefore it has to be Aser. It's similar to Mayim, that is. Okay, so now... Yeah, so we're just talking about... just for a second, we're talking about the idea of Yatzaletis. All right, so we'll have to get a temperature. Take a look at the Reb Moshe. Okay. Did you say what? Chelik Dalid, Ayin Dalid. Okay. Now the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, Pam Achas Nichnasti Achar Rebbe Lebeis Amerchatz, Uvikashti Laniach Lo Pach Shol Shemen Bambati. All right. And yeah, Rashi says lahafshir. Lasuch himenu kodem harachitza. I think some of the gear said it should be achar harachitza. Okay. I don't know if that makes a difference to us. So Rashi learned, but pay attention that Rashi says it's lahafshir. Okay. So, va'amar li tul b'kli sheni. He said, take from the mayim, tul, right, netila, tul min ha-mayim, and put it into the kli sheni. V'tein. And then put the oil in the kli sheni. Shma mina tlas. Shma mina shemen yesh bo mishum bishel. Shma mina kli sheni eina mevashel. Ushma mina hefshero zeh bishulo. So take a look at Rashi. Tol min amayim bekli sheni shiyitzdanenu ma'at. The kli sheni ain't a mavasha. V'achakach min apach lesoch oso kli sheni. Then put your pach of shemen into that kli sheni. That's cooling. Dahacham bati shacham and nimshachala min amayin chashuv loka kli rishon. Shenir sechubo. Shafapi shaviru me'ala or mevashel. Okay, because a kli rishon is mevashel even if you take it off the or. As it says in the Mishnah later. Ilfas vakadera shaviru meroskin lo yiten lesochon tavlin. Okay? Exactly how this ambati is a kli rishon, I don't have the exact picture, but... But Rashi says it's a kli rishon, and it's clear from the story that it is. Okay. Now, what is the next Rashi? V'shma mina hefshero b'makom haroi lebishel zehu bishulo tohala hafshir ba'almahu dekaboi v'asole. Okay, so in the way Rashi has the Gemara, the Gemara is saying Shma mina hefshero zeh bushulo. That's clearly Rashi's girsa. So if hefshero zeh bushulo, so now he said to him, you can't do that in a kli rishon, because kli rishon's mevashel. So it has to be in a kli sheni. Okay? Correct, and that's exactly what the Shma Mina is. Shma Mina Kli Sheni Eina Mevashel, and Shma Mina Hefshero Zeh Bishulo. But Rashi, see, why does Rashi add in B'makom Haroi LeBishul? Because Rashi's bothered by one problem. But even in the Kli Sheni, it's going to be Hefshero. It's going to get warm. And if getting warm is its Bishulo, so why isn't it Aser? So that's why Rashi says, no, Shema Mina, Hefshero b'makom haroi lebishel, or levashel, depending on whose gears you have. Same thing. It's only going to be Hefshero zeh bishulo in a makom that's roi for Bishel. And this is exactly where the other Rishonim, or the Rashba specifically, doesn't understand this whole girsa and Rashi's explanation. Because if you're telling me that by you have an idea of Kalei HaBishel, right? So if something only requires Hefsher to be Bishel, so the Rashba doesn't understand, how could you say that that's Mutter with a Klisheni? But we'll come back. I want to wait for that for next week. Okay? But that's why Rashi says b'makom haroi lebishel, because Rashi sees the problem. It's, you can have just as much hefsher in the klisheni as otherwise, because you're not really looking to get it to really cook, just looking to warm it up. So that's a problem. Okay, that's why the Rishonim. They don't like this whole girsa, and they switch the girsa. But let's do that next week when we have more time. Okay, well, because it's going to affect how the beginning of the Gemara goes also, about the case of Keneged HaMedura. All right? But I just wanted to end off with just a little fun part of the Gemara. The Gemara says, Heichi Ovid Hachi. How did he do this? Okay, meaning how did Rebbe look at Rashi? V'heichi avehachi lahoros hora shehu dvar Torah the Beis Hamerchatz. How did he give a psak, teach a halacha in the Beis Hamerchatz? Why? So the Gemara says, V'hama Rabba Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, b'chol makom muta laharer. Chutz me beis hamerchatz ubeis hakise. In every place you're allowed to think a Torah, except in a beis hamerchatz and a beis hakise, right? In a bathhouse and in a bathroom. V'chi tema b'lashon chol. Maybe you'll say he said it b'lashon chol. He didn't use lashon kodesh. Amar lei v'amar abaye dvarim shel chol mutal omrim b'lashon kodesh shel kodesh asal omrim b'lashon chol. So Abaye has already told us it makes no difference that words of Torah usher in that kind of a place, even if you use not lashon kodesh, use a regular secular language. So the Gemara answers afrushi mi surashini. Separating from Isser is different. So first of all, I'd like to understand what the Gemara's answer is. There is the most essential part of the thing. What does it mean, Afrushe mi Isura? There is, you telling me it's Usser to give a Horah, to be Maharer in Divrei Torah, in the Merchatz or in the Kiseh, basically Kiseh. And now you're telling me, but to separate him from an Isser, you're allowed to do it. But I don't stand. So now you're doing, but what are you Marviach? What are you gaining? But you're doing that Isser. I mean, I think that's the most basic question to answer. Then a secondary problem is, you know, the Gemara's idea of the Lashon Kodesh, Lashon Chol. I mean, that strikes us strange in the sense that, yeah, that the Maskana, of course, is correct. What do I care what language you're thinking, or you're talking or thinking Torah in? You know, why should you think that... You go ahead. Oh, well, that's interesting you bring that up, because what did he say to him, by the way? Yeah, what did he say to him? I mean, what did he say? Amar li, tul the klisheni v'tein. Put it in a klisheni and place your thing in there. Yeah, go ahead, Chaim, according to you, why does that work? Yeah, so Chaim's raising a question. He's saying, but why didn't he, what do you mean, lafrushe mi sura? That's why it's mutter. That was the matir here. No, he could have stopped him from isser by just simply saying to him, don't do that. Now it's Chaim's learning that don't do that is not a horah. There's no horah there. He could either do something or not do something. That's not a halachic horah. As opposed to telling him, put it in a klisheni, and then put the thing there, you're learning, Chaim, right? That's a horah, right? That's what you're saying, right? Okay. That's your question. So you're learning that don't. If he would have said, don't do anything, don't do that. Now, how would he say it according to you? Let me just make sure I get it right. What would be not a hurrah according to you? What? Just forget about the Shema. Don't do anything. Right? You're saying that that's not a hurrah. That's just a regular guy. There's no halachic explanation built into that. As opposed to if you say to a guy, put it in a klisheni and then put the shemen in there, built into that statement is halachic information. Yeah, see, that's what's difficult, because even hirur is usser. So even in according to your way, when he says to him, don't do that, yeah, but that what's behind that don't do that? He's definitely being mahar in an idea of Torah. That's why he's telling him not to do it. He's thinking to himself, no, you can't do that. You'll be over an Isser. Yitzchak Bar Avdimi didn't do anything wrong. He just put Rebbe into, like you said, into a terrible bind. I guess he just thought he'd say, okay. Right? Because all he asked him, he says, I'm going to put the thing into the, I'm going to warm you up some oil. So if Rebbe would have said okay, there would have been no problems. It would have nothing to do with halacha. It would be just good, good Beis HaMerchatz talk. But the problem was, yeah, it's interesting. Yeah, it could be Rebbe Yitzchak Bar Avdimi himself held that Shemen Ein Bo Mishum Bishul. That's why there was no problem. Or he could say, right, or he held Shemen Yesh Bo Mishum Bishul. But he was, it's like the first case in the Gemara, that he, like Rashi, he was going to take it out before it got really hot. He was just going to do Hefshero. And he held that that's mutter. Just like the first case in the Gemara, where the guy came, put the Keneged Amadura. And Rashi learns, yeah, no problem, as long as he takes it away, but in time. Yeah, you can see right away how those two the beginning and this Gemara are related, right there. Yeah, you see other Rishonim that learned that you can't put in a place where it could get to the point of Yad Saletas. You got to learn this Gemara differently. I'm just pointing that out to show you that the two things are related. Yeah. Okay, so now we're back to the problem. Just back to the non-Shabbos problem. So what does the Gemara mean? Shaini la frushe mi surah. How does that work? Why should Rebbe engage in an Isser to save him from an Isser? I guess that's another way to ask the question. Maybe the idea is like this. I mean, you guys, and I'm thinking it's good. You're saying it's the source is Vayamachanecha. What is it? Vayamachanecha. Right. Vayamachanecha Kadosh. Right. So maybe it's an idea. In other words, there's no specific tsuras iser. It's an iser of bizui Torah. Because you can't engage in something to that's mevaza Torah. But if the very nature of the action is to save someone from a maisa avera, so that can't be construed as a bizui Torah. Now it's here the person is about to do a specific tsuras maisa avera. And therefore, to save him from doing that, that cannot be bizui Torah. But it's because it's a general idea. See, it's not a specific, there's no specific maisa here. There's no specific maisa avera here. It's simply in a general idea of bizui Torah. So therefore, the very hora cannot be construed as being mevaza Torah, because it's lafrusha yisura. It's the stop a guy from a specific maisa avera. I mean, in the case of yisura, you're preventing a person from doing an action, a specific action that is against the Torah. So that's it. And there's this place, the Beis HaMerech, the Beis of Kisei, is not the place to engage in God's Chachma, and in Torah, I should say, specifically. That is for, how are you going to learn it psychologically? How are you going to learn it? Associating Torah with that is considered to be a degradation of Torah. But if the very nature of the Maisa is to prevent someone, the very nature of the Horah, of the Limud, is to prevent someone from a specific Maisa Avera, then you can't construe that as a Bizui.